Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Team PXY's fake news.
The fake news. It's fake. Phony. Fake.
Because sometimes truth is stranger than fiction.
All right, we got three ridiculous stories ready to roll. Two of them are true. One of those stories is...
Your organization's terrible. You are fake news.
And it's Dirtbag Nick's job to try to figure out which is which.
You look like Scream in the studio right now.
I'm so nervous. And
usually you don't lose confidence until after we tell what the stories are.
It's just been so long since I've been right.
Nick, yeah. You have new headphones on today, though, so maybe that could play a part.
Yeah, I've got new headphones because Breezy forgot her headphones.
Oh, that's neither here nor there. Why don't we hit the stories, Greg?
All right. If you want to play along, you can jump in on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822 or call us at 222-9800. But let's begin. Headline one. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
A guy installs a safe in the fridge in his fridge to stop his fiance from eating his chocolate. A man named Dave Williams in Wales was tired of his fiancée, Stacey Lowe, eating his chocolate, so he bought a see-through safe and used it to lock up his chocolate and other desserts inside the fridge. Stacey posted a picture of the fridge safe, and now it's going viral. By the way, if you're curious, you can buy one of these for yourself. They're only $40 on Amazon.
I feel like it's savage to have a see-through one. It's like, you can't have it,
yeah,
but you can see it.
There's a padlock on it.
You want to know what's in there.
A thing called fake news.
A woman was arrested for identity theft after stealing her ex-boyfriend's iPhone, hacking his Face ID, and tapping into his Apple Wallet. Technology is growing at rapid speeds every single day, especially when it comes to our iPhones. But when it comes to the point of you losing your phone, and you can literally lose your life. Not literally, but there's so much on there that is your life.
People can steal it.
If it ends up in the wrong hands... Yeah, it's just not good. And that's what happened to Cody Lupton after his ex-girlfriend, Ashley Jensen, stole his iPhone, broke in using his Face ID with a custom-ordered fat head.
Stop.
Proceeded to steal all of his social media passwords and credit card information that was linked to his Apple Wallet. Jensen eventually got caught because she charged $500 to his bank account using the Apple Wallet. She was arrested for identity theft and is set to appear in court come early November.
That fake news.
And headline number three, a man in Texas is wanted for divorcing his wife without ever telling her. 51-year-old Paul Nixon from Klein, Texas, is wanted by the police right now for divorcing his wife without even telling her. Apparently, she found out back in May when she got a bunch of court documents telling her that her divorce was final. The cops investigated, and they figured out Paul had forged the documents from his wife and forged a signature from a notary to make the divorce happen. So now he's wanted for aggravated perjury, and the cops are trying to track him down. He could get up to 10 years in prison, by the way, and also because the court now knows the truth about the divorce. It's been invalidated, so technically, Paul and his wife are still married.
It's all fake news.
There you have it. Your three headlines for this week.
I feel like Emily could do that to you.
Yeah, definitely. She would blatantly tell me, though. It would not be behind my back at all.
So how are we feeling? What's our confidence level here, Nick?
Well, so right when I started hearing two, I thought that one was it. But the more I heard, the more I believed it.
Oh, boy.
Like, the crazier that story got, the more I believed it. So I'm on the fence.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right. You can help Nick out. Which headline do you think is the fake news? Quick recap. Headline one, a man installs a safe in his fridge so his fiance will stop eating his chocolate. Headline two, a woman was arrested for identity theft for stealing her ex-boyfriend's iPhone, hacking his Face ID, and tapping into his wallet. Or headline three, a man in Texas is wanted for divorcing his wife without ever telling her. You can jump in now. Getting some guesses for kind of all the stories. I'm not really seeing a general consensus here, which I know is super helpful for you, Nick.
Yep.
But I do love the reasoning for why this texter said they think the first one about the fridge and chocolate is fake. This person said no sane man would lock chocolate from his woman.
So true.
That's a good point. But you said you thought you had an idea of where you're going off the air here. So let's get to it. What do you think is the fake news?
So you guys have definitely found my kryptonite when it comes to fake news.
A lot of themes for you.
Yeah, but I think there is one tell.
Okay.
All right, sure.
In this, there's a girlfriend, there's a wife, and there's a fiance.
Oh.
I have a fiance.
Yeah.
So perhaps it's headline number one.
You're going to go with headline number one.
I'm going with headline number one.
Okay, so you're going to go against the texter that said that no sane man would lock away chocolate from his woman. So you're going to go with them, rather.
Yeah, with them.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Honestly, you know, a better strategy might be whatever caller or texter makes the best point, I might just go with them.
Okay. Sure. Headline one. A guy installs a safe in the fridge to stop his fiance from eating his chocolate. That is a true story.
Stop. Oh, no.
Headline two was the fake news.
That was his original guess.
No! Don't you know the old rule, Nick? Always trust your first instincts.
Someone said two.
I hate
fat
this.
Head, really?
Yeah, the fat head part, I thought that might have tipped you off.
Yeah, that was kind of the tell.
Yeah, do you think a fat head would work in someone's apple?
Shut up, everyone. Shut up.
Man.
Stop crying.
What are we at? 0-7?
Honestly, I don't even remember the last time I won. It's been so long. It's been from before your trip, so.
Oh my God.
Well,
wow. I have no idea.
I've got bad news for you, Nick, because next week you're out because we have a special guest coming.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Good. I need a break.
You need a break. Take a lap, Nick.
This is bad for my mental health.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.